What does it mean to serve like Jesus? And is it possible to serve like he was serving? The answer is no, for two reasons. First, serving like Jesus means serving with no fear of rejection. The second reason is that serving like Jesus means to serve everyone on the same sacrificial level. Let's talk about the first reason, that is, serving others without a fear of rejection. We all must admit that when we offer help and our effort is rejected, we feel terrible. We tend to close our hearts. We don't want to be exposed for rejection anymore. Maybe even we promise not to be so naive the next time. Second, Jesus was able to serve everyone, not only those he liked. We are far from being like Jesus in this case. Do you really think you can serve everyone? Theoretically, yes, but in practice, how can we serve people we don't like, or even worse, people we despise? We naturally tend to despise people who are weak in the areas of our strengths. Maybe you always keep your word. How do you treat those who are late? Or promise something but they forget what they said again and again? Or you come from a very traditional home with strong family values. How can you then serve gays and lesbians, not despising them in your heart? Or maybe on the opposite, you are very liberal and open-minded. How can you serve someone who is, in your opinion, a religious bigot? Jesus, however, was able to serve and wash the feet of Judas, the man who regularly was robbing him and finally betrayed him. Jesus serving Judas was all in. The scripture says, Jesus took off his robe and put on a servant's apron. He changed his clothes for that job. When you change your clothes for sports, for example, it means you are all in for jogging. Jesus was all in washing the dirty feet of Judas. What was his secret? Verse 2. Jesus, knowing that the Father gave everything in his hands, and that he came from the Father, and that he goes to the Father, took off his clothes. This passage reveals two things. First, that Jesus was serving voluntarily, and second, that Jesus was serving knowing his position in the Father's house. He is the Son. He is loved and accepted. His identity was not in his service, but in his sonship. He knows that God was not his boss, but God is his Father. Are we aware of the position before God? Do we really serve voluntarily, or maybe we serve motivated by guilt or under control of someone? Do we serve motivated by fear or love? We have to grow in our understanding of who we are in Christ. We are adopted children of God. He loves us unconditionally. We don't have to prove ourselves in Father's eyes. We already have a place in God's family. Instead, how often do we put our identity in our performance? Even if this performance is something so noble like serving other people. But this is a misplaced identity. If we let it be, it can lead to disaster in future. How, you might ask? For example, if your identity is in something you do for God, you think that God owes you. You deserve your prayers to be heard, because you do so much for God and for the church. So when nothing happens, you accuse God and you accuse church for not keeping his word. It will end in resentment and finally in abandoning God and the church. But what we see in Jesus is that his identity was not in his service. His identity was in his sonship. That is why he was not afraid of rejection. He was sure he is loved by his Father. He was secure and gentle in the same time. How can it be possible for us to live in such freedom? How can we serve others, being gentle for others, and at the same time being confident and not having poor self-esteem? It can be possible only when we will be established in our position, our status before God. Our position before God is unique. We are both sinners and just at the same time. As Luther used to say, we are simul justus et peccator, simultaneously just, loved, accepted, and sinners, lost, and it all at the same time. Then, and only then, we can serve others without fear of rejection, because we are saved. We know that we are loved beyond measure. We are loved so much that God gave his only Son to die for us. Knowing that, we can serve those who naturally we would despise. Why? Because we know we are not better than them. We too had to be clean from our sin. But water and soap was not enough. The dirt of our sin required the strongest cleaning ingredient in the whole universe. The precious blood of the Son of God, who shed on the cross to wash away our sins. Without his offering, we could serve, we could cry, we could beg, but it wouldn't give us a place in the Father's house. All of our good deeds would be not enough to compensate for our sin. I don't have time here to explain what sin is. I know many of you have trouble with that term. Let me just say briefly that sin is not just doing something bad. It is building your identity on something else but God. That is why I said we are all equally guilty and needed a rescue. And rescue came. Jesus says to Peter, "If you don't let me to wash you, you cannot have a relationship with me." This word, relationship, means communion or being close, sharing life together. Being close to Jesus was everything to Peter. That is why he cried, "Lord, not only my feet, but wash my hands, wash my head." Jesus replied, "If someone is clean, he doesn't have to take a bath again. Only the feet." He was referring here to his sacrificial death on the cross, when his blood made us clean from our sin, that is, from trying to build our significance, our value, on something else but God. Friends, it is his shed blood and not our service that gives us access before God's throne. We are loved, we are received. We are sinners, but we are justified. We can be confident when we serve others because we are God's children. But we can also be tender toward those who are different from us because we are justified sinners. What is our lesson for today? In a nutshell, it is this. We don't serve God and others to get his love and be received. We are already received by him. We are already loved, and that is why we serve. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that your blood cleans us from all sin. We receive your free gift of salvation. We admit we are sinners, but we admit we are justified and received into your family. We are sons and daughters of Almighty God. We are safe in your hands. Amen.